Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Have you ever spent $200 on a pair of jeans? That's the question on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you back inside the number one motivational show on the planet. Sam Crowley here, your host of the most inspiring next 15 minutes of your life. Hey, here's the deal. Let me just set the table here so you don't all think I'm just some pretentious dude, not in touch with reality. Yes, this story is a story that just happened yesterday. Yes, I spent $200 on a pair of jeans, and I want to share it with you. There's a lot of lessons learned in this big purchase. So without further ado, and of course, it's the Everyday Saturday podcast. You've landed in the right spot. If you're looking to monetize your passion, live life, squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life, you're in the right spot. If you have no idea who this person is screaming into your earbuds, just go to everydaysaturday.com, check it out, follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, Instagram, Every Day is Saturday, and of course, Facebook, with the same name, father of four, living in the Midwest, the crash test dummy of life. Okay, got all that out of the way. So I'm hanging out yesterday with my beautiful bride, Angela, and our baby, Susan, of course, the third wheel. I mean, our lovely two-year-old, who's home with us all day, every day, and I'm thinking, you know, I haven't bought a new pair of jeans in 10 years, probably 10 years. My weight has gone up and down and up and down and up and down. I've remained probably at a 34 waist in my best shape a couple years ago. Probably could have squeezed into a 32 waist, but that's what I usually wear, about a 34. So my waist really hasn't changed all that much, even though as fat as I got 6-7 years ago. Somehow I squeezed into those 34. Maybe it's been like 7 years since I bought a new pair. Bottom line, I'm looking at my jeans over the weekend and I'm thinking, come on, man. I mean, seriously, get yourself a new pair of jeans. But I'm also thinking, yeah, I'm scheduled to speak. I'm going to Toronto in next weekend. Shout out to everybody in Toronto. Headliner is Tony Robbins and Pitbull and the girl. God, I keep forgetting her name. Flip and Flop, the TV show. Boy, they just got divorced. Is it Tarek is her husband's name? I can't remember her name. Why can't? Anyway, it doesn't matter. And a whole bunch of other people. And yours truly, Dr. Sam Crowley. Also probably be in Chicago. Find out more about that in the next week or so, April 1st or 2nd. And a few other places near you in the next couple months. And my own event, God willing, we're trying to schedule our daughter's surgery, our baby Susan's surgery, in the next few months as well, if she has to have that. So there's a lot of stuff going on. That would be the only reason why I haven't scheduled my own live event here in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the next 8 weeks, just because we're waiting on that date. Anyway, well, all that being said, I could wear slacks. Are they still called slacks? You know, the trousers. I don't wear a suit necessarily. Every now and again, I'll throw the sport coat on. But when people think of every day as Saturday, you know, nobody's mowing a lawn in a suit. Okay, so it doesn't really go with the brand, if you feel me. Okay, so I usually wear jeans when I speak on stage or a nice pair of slacks with a polo shirt, t-shirt, dressy kind, just kind of paint the picture. If you see me on stage, then you know. And I always like to be comfortable because I'm jumping up and down and running around and speaking for 90 minutes straight on my feet. Got to have a comfortable pair of shoes. Oh, the shoes, money is the shoes. The shoes are really the most important part because you're on your feet so much. And it doesn't end when you're on stage. It even goes further when you're talking to people in the back of the room and such. Anyway, but I'm like, hey, why can't I buy, instead of buying a new pair of quote-unquote slacks or a suit, just buy an expensive pair of jeans? You know, I see these guys. I'm not the guy that wears the jeans with the design on the back pocket. just, it doesn't work for me. I think like Jordache jeans. Did I just date myself? Does Jordache still make jeans? They were big in the 80s. Guys very rarely wore them. Girls wore them. Guys like me checked out girls who wore Jordache jeans. Did you wear Jordache jeans in the 80s? I don't even know if they're still around. But anyway, I'm not the dude to roll around with jeans with designs on the pockets. I like a nice, just designless back pocket. I'm your Levi's guy, all right? I think the only kind of pair of jeans I've ever owned is Levi's, you know? So anyway, my wife and I head off to the mall here, Kenwood Town Center. We go to Nordstrom, where I know, I'm like, where can I get an expensive pair of jeans? One store comes to mind, it's Nordstrom. I always think expensive. Never shop at Nordstrom. Don't need to buy $200 shirts. I buy $2 shirts at Kohl's, though. You're starting to get a flavor for how I roll, right? And so I roll into Nordstrom, and I'm committed to, if the value is there, I'm dropping the money. Now, I thought maybe an expensive pair of jeans was $80. That's why I said, well, you know, I'll go as high as $80. I'm telling my wife. She goes, yeah, okay, well, why don't you get it? She probably knew and just didn't tell me, didn't have the heart to tell me, dude, it's been 10 years since you bought your last pair of jeans. All right. It's changed a little bit. If you think expensive is 80, just wait. So we get in there, and my wife and Susan go to pick out a pair of shoes for our little daughter because she's outgrown her last pair. And I go over to the men's section. And this is actually a funny story because the sales associate, her name was Shelly, and she shared a story with me, which was pretty wild. Talk about a small world. I'll get to that in just a minute here. But she gives the obligatory, y'all set, sir? Can I help you find anything? I'm just looking. And I should have said, just looking at price tags, because that's what I was doing. I looked at the price tag, the Page jeans. Are you familiar with the brand Page jeans? So they were $189. I was like, what? Has somebody, excuse me, hold on. We need help. Get a sales associate to men's, please. We have accidentally priced men's suits for a pair of jeans over here. Men's, we've accidentally put the biggest car payment Sam Crowley's ever had on a pair of jeans. Can somebody go over here quickly? $189. So that kind of shook me up a little bit. And then I don't know, this saying came to mind. Price becomes an issue in the absence of value. All right. Price becomes an issue in the absence of value. So I said, let me give these jeans the benefit of the doubt. This conversation I'm having with myself in the men's section. There's nobody else around. I said, you know, let me give these jeans the benefit of the doubt. So I kind of walked around because I didn't want to seem like I'm the guy that doesn't ask directions. So I didn't want to seem like I needed help. But I needed help navigating the jeans section because now I'm looking at the prices of all the jeans and none of them are lower than $180. Okay. Even they have a rack at Nordstrom that says like ending soon or something. Very clever because I thought it meant reduced or sale, 70% off clearance. I actually thought of it. No, that's not the same. Don't confuse last chance ending soon with the word clearance because that ain't the case. They were still priced everything, shirts and everything way up there, 3-digit wise. Like, whoa, you Nordstrom people. Whew, man, this is crazy how the other half lives. So I finally walked around suits aimlessly for 7 or 8 minutes till I felt comfortable in that section of the store. And then I finally asked the question of Shelly, would you help me? So I'm like, hey, Shelly, can you come here for a second? Oh, yeah, sure. And just great, man. Happy to help. Comes running over. I said, look, I'm looking at these jeans and it's $200, first of all. So, whoa. She's like, oh, I know, but well worth it. Goes into the sales. I get it. Look, she works for Nordstrom, does a great job. I wouldn't expect anything less than her to sell that product hard. So she goes, what are you, about 34? I said, yep. She goes, what are you, about 6'1"? I said, yep. So already, right there, customer service, amazing, okay? And I say this all the time. When you have passion for what you do, the output will be amazing, and the results will be there. You'll make a lot of money. You'll have purpose to your life. I don't care if you're a waiter. Remember I shared the story of the waiter in Atlanta? All I did was order. I asked how the soup was, and he says this was 10 years ago, and I still remember. I said, how's the soup? He said, the soup will make your palate dance. Let me tell you something. Have you ever had your palates dance? Okay. I have. I can report back. I don't even know if they danced. He told me they were going to dance, so I felt them dancing. That's the power of the subconscious. I told my palates to dance when that soup touched my tongue, and they did. So that waiter, That story will always be etched in my mind. Same with Shelly. So she said, you're 6'1", 34 waist, got it. Go try these on. And I tried them on. Whoa. Now, let me tell you. There are jeans, blue jeans, denim jeans that, you know, you work on the farm with, or if you're me, you podcast in, or wear them to church, or wear them out, throwing the tennis ball to my border collies, whatever it is. Those are jeans. You know what I'm talking about. Like the Brett Favre Wrangler jeans. Although mine's are Levi's. All right. All I've ever worn is Levi jeans. I put these on and I felt like I was wearing like a pair of dress socks, the most comfortable dress socks. However, they're over my legs. And I'm like, whoa. Because when she goes, now sit down in those. I'm like, okay. So I got a seat there and Nordstrom's right there. I sat down and the jeans didn't ride up. They didn't move. They just like snug. Like I'm telling you, like a pair of socks, man. Like, whoa. This is like some space age crazy material that is just, I'm loving. I'm wearing them right now. I'm podcasting in my $200 jeans right now. Does this feel, do you feel how happy I am right now? Is it coming through the microphone? Can you feel that I am podcasting in a $200 pair of jeans right now? So my wife came over with Susan and she said, let me see. I'm like, check it out, man. Look at these jeans. Like, wow, they look great. You should wear them. Those are perfect on stage. I said, I know. Why am I wearing these dress slacks on stage? I could be wearing jeans. I'm going to wear these forever. I'm wearing them every day. I'm wearing them every day. I'm never not wearing them. I'm sleeping in them. That's how comfortable they are. Have you ever owned a pair of jeans like these? Crazy. So then Shelly tells me, she goes, what do you do for a living? And I always tell people, oh, I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, blah, 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 blah. Because whenever I give my credit card, it has every day is Saturday. Can I have your email address? It's sam@everydayissaturday.com. Oh, every day is Saturday. I wish. I get that all the time at the bank, everywhere, grocery store. Well, Shelly, she said, well, what do you do for a living? I said, oh, I'm a speaker, trainer. She goes, oh, like Tony Robbins. I said, actually, I'll be speaking with Tony in Toronto next weekend. What? I was just at his date with Destiny. I go, the one in Florida? Yeah. She said, yeah, the one in Florida. She goes, it was amazing. I go, how late did you work till with Tony every night? Till midnight? She goes, no, try like 3 a.m. I've never been to one of Tony's events. I've heard they are just crazy long. 3 in the morning they go till at working. She goes, I still do those. I go, incantations? Yes, every day. Shelly, you're amazing. Shelly, you're great. I mean, look, the affirmations, the incantations, all that stuff, it worked. She was on fire still, and this event was in December. It's March 7th today, so I bought the jeans on the 6th. So almost 3 months later to the date, she's still rocking it out. And she's like, wow, you're speaking with Tony Robbins. I said, I am. I am. Go to everydayissaturday.com. You can check me out, blah, blah, blah. And it was just amazing. I said, how was the transformation that you went through? Because I was really interested because her date with Destiny is amazing. And she said that, you know, I was Vera the victim was my name. I was always a victim of this, victim of that. And I claimed my identity back, Sam. I claimed my identity. I'm like, damn, good for you, Shelly. That is amazing. What if everybody claimed their identity? Wouldn't that be awesome? Like who you really are. Not this, I'm not, hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm a purchasing agent. I'm an executive assistant. I'm a CEO, a CFO, a CTO, What does that even mean? Those are acronyms. That's not on your birth certificate. Hi, my name is Joseph Lewis, CPA, and that's on my birth certificate. No, it's your name, man. Did you ever Google your name to see what your name means? Ever? Even the biblical reference of your name? I mean, I shared this with my girls, and I shared with them what their name means. And I'm telling you, man, you want to know the power that is in a name, okay? Mine, for example, Samuel is a leader of ancient Israel. In the books of Samuel in the Hebrew Bible, he's also known as a prophet by Christians and by Muslims. Samuel, look up your name. Look it up. Just Google it. Just type it into Google and see what comes up for your name. The meaning, name of God, God has heard. That's what Samuel means. Samuel, sometimes spelled Samuel, S-A-M-U-A-L. Mine is U-E-L. Samuel Pierce Crowley. And the Hebrew meaning of that is either name of God or God has heard. God has heard. powerful. Google your name. What's it mean? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll retweet it, favorite it, reply back. You need to know what your name means. More importantly, you got to claim power in that name. In your name. Shelly did it 3 months ago with Tony. I do it. You do it. Claim the power that is in your name. You're not the title. You're not some stupid acronym on a business card. You're way bigger than that, man. And your message is way bigger than that. How do I know? I know. Trust me on this one. When you claim your power, you'll move mountains. Remember, have the faith of a mustard seed. Just have the faith of a mustard seed and you will move mountains. And mountains being the mountains of debt, the mountains of indecision, the mountain of procrastination, the mountain of low self-esteem, the mountain of fear, the mountain of worry, all of that will be moved if you just have the faith of a mustard seed. Are you with me? These genes, sir, no kidding. I am not, lightning strike me dead, okay? I am not kidding. These things, I'm sitting here right now in my chair recording. These things are so damn comfortable. I don't know. I got to go to the gym right now. I'm doing cardio. I don't want to take them off. I might run my grizzly bear runs on the treadmill with these jeans on. You think anybody would care? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't even think anybody would know. I'd be like, wow, are those men's leggings you're wearing? I mean, that's how comfortable they feel. I am so happy. So I've never been happier to spend $200. And by look, I'm telling you also, my kids know me. I'm cheap daddy. Okay, daddy's cheap, never buys himself anything. I threw away all my clothes. You remember? Minimalist. I got no clothes. And yes, in order for these one pair of jeans to make it, all the other ones had to go, except the ones I wear bopping around outside playing with the kids and things like that. I got two pair of jeans now. My $200 ones and my $2 ones that are 10 years old. That's all I got. But man, remember, price only becomes an issue in the absence of value. I feel like I'm wearing $2,000, and I might run on the treadmill in these things today at the gym. Would you be there for? Would you pray for me that I run well, that I run fast, that I'm like just a jaguar out there, like a cheetah running in my $200 jeans? I'm telling you, man, life is beautiful. I mean, there's so much value out there, Shelly. Nice meeting you, Nordstrom's. I know we have a new fan of the podcast out there. And thank you for convincing me to buy these jeans, because never in a million years would I have done it. Thank you for being amazing at your job, and thank you for showing me the light. Now, I'm not going to buy another pair of jeans for another 10 years, but let me tell you something right now. This guy is on fire! So get out there, claim your name. Claim the power in your name. Go out there and add a ton of value. Remember, don't argue on price. Everybody else is arguing on price. Everybody else is selling the $10 jeans at Walmart. You go be the one at Nordstrom that sells the $200 jeans. You make the $200 jeans, because price only becomes an issue in the absence of value. Are you with me? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.